BBC Caribbean Report.
After the expulsion of opposition leaders from Haiti, what hope for democracy in that troubled country? The Privy Council rules in favour of Antigua's Tim Hector.
Definitely a major blow struck for press freedom, not only in Antigua, but throughout the entire English-speaking Caribbean.
And Cuba, caught between fear of the West and reform in the East. Hello again, I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The prominent opposition figures expelled from Haiti over the weekend say they have not been told why the action was taken against them. One of those expelled, Mr. Louis Roy, was interviewed by Caribbean Report last year when he made a prophetic statement.
I'm just going to say a personal word. When from London you will hear that I have left, that will mean that I think that there is no more hope.
Well, today I spoke to the exiled Mr. Roy in Miami. I asked him if he still stood by those words, even though his departure from Haiti was not voluntary.
There is no hope of getting back to elections, of going to election with this government. But as long as any other nations, any other people would think that Avril is going to bring us to elections, it's an error. And I think that there is no possibility to have any election held, neither rigged or good elections, with Avril in power. So the statement that I have made last year is the right one today.
The United States, though, have always backed and supported President Avril in the past. They say that he is the best hope for democracy in Haiti.
I hope that the United States government has at last understood what we are saying since months and months. We have said that Avril will drive us nowhere. We knew what Avril was doing. We felt it and we said it. And now I don't see how the American government can think that Avril is preparing for election. I think that this would be the next error of the American government if he still thinks that Avril is driving us to election.
The electoral process is due to start in March with a census. You believe that there's absolutely no prospect of that happening now.
I don't see how the election can be held in this situation, in a country under a state of siege, and the government doing everything that it thinks can be done in order that this election either will not be held or will be held only if he controls them.
No prospect then, as you see it, of free and fair elections or otherwise in Haiti. But what about the opposition? What can they do now?
The opposition party should get together and let the people all over the world know that we are absolutely convinced that the Haiti cannot go on the way it they go on now. And no democracy can be reached unless the actual power is dismissed.
Finally then, Mr. Roy, how soon do you hope to be back in Haiti?
I don't know. It might be tomorrow, but there is certainly one condition. No one can get back until Avril goes himself.
Louis Roy. Another of those expelled from Haiti is the leader of the Mobilization for National Development, Hubert de Ronceret. He too is in Miami. And when I spoke to him today, he told me that the state of siege declared by President Avril, where the police department controls everything, freedom of speech and freedom to hold meetings have been withdrawn, has taken Haiti to a situation worse than devaluerism.
Haiti is coming back to devaluerism worse. This is a worse situation. The General Avril want to maintain himself at power, and he doesn't accept any opposition against his government. He promised organizing elections, but now he has demonstrated very clearly that he doesn't accept election. According to General Avril, Haitian people need food and education and no election, no democracy.
What can the opposition do now?
You know, my party has an external organization. We have an office in Miami, another office in other cities in the United States. But now I am searching help with my colleagues, my Haitian colleagues here, and my American colleagues. And I want to give more organization to the party abroad in order to come back to Haiti when it will be possible.
So the only way that opposition parties